They're open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you. Go to katedalyradio.com. Go to balanceofnature.com. They're right on my website, on my homepage. You can click right over. But balanceofnature.com, get the supplement everybody's talking about. All of those testimonials are true, and they're just doing an amazing job. It's been around over 20 years. People have been taking this product. It was put together by a doctor who knew what he was doing when it comes to health. And let me tell you, it is a healthy product. You will love it, and it will help increase your immune system the natural way with all those nutrients, 31 fruits and vegetables and all the nutrients from those 31 fruits and vegetables every single day in fruit and veggie capsules that they'll give you. And then also the fiber drink that goes along with it. It's really an amazing supplement. You can get it for a third off and free shipping if you just put in the name Kate, my first name, K-A-T-E. Go to balanceofnature.com.
I have some friends visiting from California. Uh-huh, just found uh-huh. out. They're passing through town.
Right.
And I'd love to see them. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been friends for years. They got married about the same time as Judy and I.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're from California. They don't dare go see them.
Yeah, not so fast.
Yeah.
You need to get, the CDC, the tyrants at the CDC, are now honing in on all of your celebrations for the rest of the year. And they would like you to know how to conduct such celebrations.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I was waiting for this memo. I was waiting for them to get on the holiday train because I knew that they had a lot to say about this. And the very corrupt CDC who backtracks and lies about every 5 minutes to you and then backtracks that lie, basically said, right on schedule, CDC has announced that traditional trick-or-treating is high risk. Getting together for Thanksgiving, high risk. So they're telling the kids, don't replace that Halloween costume mask, replace the cloth mask that you're wearing that does nothing with the Halloween mask. And if you wear both, you might not be able to breathe so well, you think? And I don't know if anyone's stupid enough to do both, but anyway, they kept saying that, that Halloween mask can't be used as a substitute for your mask. So you better have your mask on with your Halloween costume, but know that it's very high risk. You could be killing grandma if you go trick or treating. Wow.
See, now, I read an article that said for Thanksgiving, you have to be concerned about passing COVID around.
Mm-hmm.
But more dangerous than that is the family discussions about the election.
Yes, much more dangerous.
Those are what you really have to watch for.
Much more dangerous. So on Thanksgiving, they said, this was their advice, by the way. I'm not joking about this. This is what they actually said to do. They said that you should be in single family groups. With that turkey dinner, I guess they want you to do just like one of those TV dinners because, you know, why would you make a turkey for more than one? So single household family members, you can get together, in low risk, small communal gatherings, not with family, just small communal gatherings of maybe several people. But those are people of your community. Do not go outside the community boundaries. And you can have it outdoors. And you could just put that turkey outside on the grass.
Barbecue in November.
Wow. And we don't want you shopping. We don't want you in parades. And no races for you. That's outdoors, and that could be a problem. And attending any large indoor gathering. Do not get together with family. Also, do not shop. And then they did say, well, you could get together in small communal groups of several people, but that's about it. So you better get a small turkey.
Yeah. The other choice you have would be to gather and take your turkey to a BLM protest. You could do that.
You could set your outdoor table up in the middle of a riot.
Yeah.
Because there, you wouldn't get COVID, you and your 50 relatives. Apparently.
You might not get out alive anyway, but that's okay.
I don't. Do people realize how idiotic and stupid the CDC is? I don't. How intent they are on running every facet of your life. The public health departments. I'm so embarrassed for public health departments everywhere. You guys are some of the sickest individuals I think I've come across this year with your tyrannical methods of endorsing all this nonsense. Who do you think you people are? And so they said to even kids trick-or-treating, you better have two layers or more of breathable fabric that doesn't leave any gaps around your mouth, even though children don't die from this at all. They wanted you to know that they wanted you to consider using a Halloween-themed cloth mask instead of your Halloween mask. Not that it would detract from who you're trying to be, you know?
How about this idea for Thanksgiving, Kate?
Yeah.
No matter where you live, find the most central family member and have everyone that can get there show up for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then give thanks that you don't have a serious illness because COVID is just a common cold.
Yes, amen. And flood social media with the pictures of your ginormous social gathering. Yeah. And please don't do it outside. Do it inside.
And then report 2 weeks later that nobody's sick.
Yeah. How many people have died on airplanes? From being on an airplane for COVID. Oh,
no,
that's right.
No infections on domestic flights.
Traveling for hours and hours, right?
Yeah. Okay. They all wear masks on airplanes.
Oh, my gosh.
And they only take them off when they're drinking, eating, peeing.
Right.
Walking up and down the aisle.
You know, COVID doesn't get you when you're eating.
Nope. No, it's not.
Or swimming in a pool. You can be 2 seconds away from somebody swimming in a pool. You will not infect them. But if you sit on the side of the pool, you will. By the way, canceled. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Absolutely canceled. Everything's canceled this year.
Well, helium is quite bad when you have COVID.
They're still saying, you know, basically any gathering. You cannot go.
Yeah.
It is high risk to go on a hayride outside. It is high risk to travel to a fall festival. It is high risk to go to a haunted house or attend a Halloween party. Now, a riot, you can do that. Halloween party, no. Just wanted to let you guys know that. Trunk or treating, this is high risk. So community churches and centers do not do this. Yeah.
So the CDC motto for COVID is don't live so you don't die.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
No, you're
don't live so you don't die.
Yeah. Yeah. Hide out in a closet somewhere and have a nice life, according to the CDC, to stay safe from the common cold virus.
Wow.
You just can't make up this kind of stupid. You just can't. Because nothing makes sense. I still try to tell my kids, it doesn't make sense, I know. It's the stupidest thing you've ever heard of. You can walk into a restaurant with a mask, but if you sit at a table, then you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Won't spread, then.
I don't even know what to say to all this stuff. Other than, are we stupid enough to take this in and actually listen to the stupid CDC that invented itself as part of our, as in a private public partnership with government? Are we stupid enough to listen to these public health officers tell us what to do? Are you kidding?
The better the restaurant you're at, the less infectious COVID is, because on good food, it jumps on the food. doesn't infect anybody.
Well, that's good to know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
That was genius, Milky. So I was just thinking as you were speaking about how, you know, kids shouldn't go out and do all these fun things for Halloween, don't riot with how crazy, bizarre, scary, you know, all of those Halloween elements. Doesn't that count as a spook alley? Like, can't we say,
it should
do that?
Yeah, it should. I mean, really and truly, those people are spooky enough. Yes.
But to wrap your head around the mentality here and I have a family member that is in the health field, has gone through public health training, believes the CDC is God. Their comment back to, you know, me is I'm trying to lovingly, you know, those family get-togethers, you know, question the mask and question all of these different things. Their comment back was, well, all throughout history of public health, the only way that we've been able to get people to do what's best for them is to make the law. So that's the mentality that we're up against.
I know.
Is you have these people who've been indoctrinated that the only way to instill change is to force it on other people.
Yep. Thank you for that. Yeah. Honestly, they want to legislate your behavior. That's what they're good at. That's what leftists love to do. And some Republicans are good with it too. They want to legislate your behavior.
Yep.
By the way, people that have canceled, cities that have canceled trick or treating altogether, Springfield, Massachusetts, downtown Chicago, and so there are cities that are going to be jumping on this in October. I just wanted you guys to know about 23% of Americans have said they plan to participate in trick or treating, and I really do hope the kids do this. I think that they need to be outside with some normalcy.
Mm-hmm. In Chicago, I can understand not trick or treating.
Yeah,
not because of COVID though.
No, because of the
danger. They might get shot.
Yeah. Run by a liberal progressive who loves violence and doesn't want to do anything to stop that, but inhibit it. So there you go. Can you believe this nonsense? Can you believe we have health departments now running your holiday and telling you how many people you can get together with from your family? Who do they think they are, you guys? The only thing that can fight this is an American people totally ignoring them. They don't have any authority, real authority over us at all, and they know it. It's the emperor with no clothes. They really don't.
You'll really know we're in trouble, though, when they change it from CDC to Ministry of Health. We're really in trouble, though.
Yeah. All you can do, because they can't put, they couldn't put half of us in prison in America, is do what you want to do. Live your life. Stop wearing the mask. Live your life, have your holidays, tell your families to come, and stop revolving our lives around the next CDC report. You know, all the articles came out, and I knew it was going to happen, topping 200,000 deaths. I'm like, you got to be joking, right? Because we usually have 260,000.
Yeah.
So a year, on a high year. So what does that tell you?
Pneumonia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All respiratory.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're not even near that number. And you just have to just keep telling your family members that. You still have to keep spreading the truth. And even in my own state, the death rate is 0.0134.
0.013%.
You guys, why are we listening to this nonsense? Why are people still believing it? I think this gave people something to believe in. Maybe they don't have much else to believe in their life. I don't know. But to not see through this after 8 months would just be a shame intellectually. It would just be a shame at this point to still buy into this nonsense.
A shame or not, it definitely changes your outlook on the human race.
Yeah, it does. And that's one thing Dell said that he didn't get to say on the air, but he said off the air. And he said, the hardest thing about this year has been to see up close and personal how truly stupid people are.
It is.
It really is. I mean, it's just amazing that they're still walking around with a mask thinking that it's the plague. That 8 months later, a year later, they'll be walking around with a mask as a healthy person because they're afraid they're going to catch the cooties from somebody.
Because 200,000 people died.
And they didn't even care yet last year, the year before, the year before that.
No.
They could have cared less. They were doing their own thing. 260,000 people die. Oh, well, chuck that up to, naturally caused deaths.
But ask them about abortion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they don't care about Crickets. Human life so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Over 6 million babies. So there's that, and so much to say. I was going to talk about the 1619 revisionist history. We'll have to talk about that on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because Trump is countering with the 1776 program.
Yep,
and
yep.
I was dying laughing about that. That was great. That's awesome.
What's his name? Woodard?
Yeah.
Is that Woodard's program?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he's great.
Anyway, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. And I know, don't tear your hair out. And refrain from throwing things at your TV. I know you'll want to. Just turn it all off. Just give yourself a night free of news. Please, I beg you. We just all need a night where we have zero news in our life. The media is so good at lying now. All right, everybody. See you back here tomorrow. Go to katedalyradio.com.